spring training is officially underway. So you know what that means. It's time to predict who we think will be on the Yankees opening day roster come April 1st. Who makes the cut for the 26-man roster? Find out on this brand new episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, which begins right now.
You are listening to the Pinstripe Talk podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to yet another edition of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered to you by Delahanty Media. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. Episode 102 of our podcast, and today we're going to break down our predictions for the Yankees' 26-man roster as we inch closer to opening day. I don't know about all of you, but I have been so excited looking at social media and just seeing that there's baseball activities happening. Baseball spring training schedule's underway, and it's just such an exciting time of the year, and I think that last year made me appreciate it even more so because we started spring training, got shut down, and yeah, we had a shortened season, but it just wasn't the same. Knowing right now that 162 regular season games are on the New York Yankees schedule, and there's fans going to be in attendance, and we're starting to get somewhat closer to normal, it just really truly excites me, and I'm sure that I'm not alone. I'm sure that Yankee faithful, I'm sure that Major League Baseball fans from all over the world are excited for this to happen. And today, what we're going to talk about on the show is rather simple. Every year, I like to make my predictions on who I think will be on the team's opening day roster. Some years are a little harder than others, but I think that I have a pretty good grasp of what's going on, and I'm pretty confident in my selections, and there was a little hemming and hawing, and I'm going to go through all those situations with you on this episode. Now, before we get started and kick off the show, reminder, you can find us on all podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, you name it, our show is there available for you. Make sure you're subscribing, rating, reviewing on whatever podcasting platform you choose to listen to our show on. Also, we have a video stream of our podcast. We've been doing audio only. We're trying to get back into the video side of things in the near future. Make sure you follow that at Delahanty Media on YouTube. And as always, find us on social media at Pinstripe Talk ND on Twitter. My personal account at Nick Delahanty. A lot going on my own personal end here. Got some North Carolina basketball. As you know, March Madness is approaching. And obviously Yankees baseball. So you'll see a mix of that. And of course, follow us on Facebook by searching up Pinstripe Talk Podcast, and we're on Instagram by looking up Delahanty Media. For everything regarding our media brand, Delahanty Media, go to www.delahantymedia.com, and you can find everything right on our website. Very convenient. Got a lot of help with the site. We're very proud of it, and we hope that you guys take some time out of your busy schedules to check it out. Now, let's get this show started, and as you could probably tell by listening to my voice, I'm a little giddy and excited about spring training being underway and just having some Yankees baseball to talk about. But we're going to break down our prediction of the team's 26-man roster. And if you watch on the YouTube stream, you'll be able to see an image of it. I'll put it up so everybody can see exactly who we selected for the opening day roster. And now, mind you, there's a couple of things to keep in mind. Number one, 26-man roster. We all got accustomed to 25 from years past. It is a 26-man roster, and then it expands to, I believe, 28 come September when the rosters, quote-unquote, expand. And remember, each team's going to have five or six taxi players that go on the road in case certain situations do come about. So that's something to keep in mind. Also, and this is a big thing in Yankees land, and you guys all know it, injuries are not factored in here, okay? So, knock on wood, hopefully the Yankees get through spring training unfazed and uninjured and things like that. We already saw Clark Schmidt go down. We'll talk about him in a little bit. But, you know, let's hope that everybody stays healthy. This is based on what the Yankees have right now with no injuries. Knock on wood, hopefully nothing big happens before then. But if all goes well, this is what we think the roster is going to look like. So that's kind of an important little side note that I like to give out because obviously we could record this show, and then all of a sudden, the Yankees have injury problems because we've seen in the past couple of years that that's very likely to happen. It happens all the time with this team. So we're going to hope that everybody stays healthy and that the injury bug stays away from us for a little while, and we'll go from there. I figured, let's start on the pitching side of things. And obviously, the smart place to start would be right at the starting rotation. And if you're looking at the rotation, the Yankees have some very solid options to go with. Obviously, there's a lot of question marks, considering the fact that Corey Kluber and Jameson Taillon combined for, what, an inning last year? So there are some uncertainties with them, but if you're looking at this Yankees team, I think that they keep six starters on their opening day roster, and I'm going to explain why. Those six starters are as follows. Obviously, Gerrit Cole, who will get the ball on opening day, April 1st. Then you have Corey Kluber, Taillon, who I mentioned earlier, Jordan Montgomery, Domingo Germán, and Davey Garcia. Now, some may say, why are you keeping Germán and Garcia? You could probably keep another bullpen arm, keep the bullpen fresh, yada, yada, yada. But here's my kind of rebuttal to that. Over the first month of the season, the Yankees have four off days. One of those off days happens to fall the day after opening day. So you have April 2nd, April 8th, April 15th, and April 19th. So you're going to see a long stretch of games from April 20th till May 2nd without a day off. Well, May 3rd would be the off day, but you have a stretch of games there where you have no days off. The way I see it playing out is the Yankees will try their best to keep Gerrit Cole on his regular schedule. They'll try to keep him going every fifth or sixth day, keep him fresh. Obviously, you're coming off a shortened season, so you don't want anything to happen to your prized ace. But everybody else is such a question mark that I think that the Yankees are going to use six starters to mix and match. So maybe the first time throughout the rotation, you don't see a fifth starter because you have that extra off day. Maybe guys like Garcia and Germán get used out of the bullpen. You know, we do have some uncertainty in the rotation. You keep them in the back end of the pen, and those guys can give you 2 to 3 innings at a time and get their work in. I think that the Yankees will keep both on the roster and kind of mix and match that way. And then once you get past that first or second time around the rotation, I think you'll start to see the five-man rotation, and you'll see them try to throw in some bullpen games here and there. And another way that a guy like Garcia or Germán really factors in is if you decide to have a bullpen game. Maybe you start Jonathan Loaisiga, who we'll get to in a little bit, or Chad Green early on in a ballgame, and you bring that next arm in to give you 4 or 5 innings of work. So I think the flexibility is there. I think that they'll both be valuable pieces, and I believe that they'll both be on the opening day roster. And Garcia has earned this spot. Last year in the short action we saw, I think that he definitely deserved a chance to crack the opening day roster. And some would say, you know, Domingo Germán, all the off-the-field issues, why are the Yankees going to keep him in the mix? It's simple. When he's on, he's an effective young pitcher under club control and could give them innings. Yes, they don't agree with what he did off the field, right? They believe that he deserves a second chance, and they're going to see if he can make up for what he did with that second chance. And the worst-case scenario for them is that he can't get back on track, both on the field and off the field. And so be it. But I think that they're very willing to give him another chance. I think that they firmly believe that he's working hard to get that second chance and to be better than he was. So I think that he's going to have that opportunity. I don't know if it's in the rotation early on. I think it's going to be a battle for that fifth spot with Garcia. But whoever doesn't win that battle, I still think has a spot on this team's opening day roster. So one of them will be out of the pen. It's likely that they probably both will get some starts at some point because obviously 162 games, not many pitchers are really built up. Teams are going to try to mix and match and keep everybody fresh and, for the most part, healthy. So you're going in, on my prediction, with six starting pitchers. Then let's look at the reliever side of things. This is where it was rather easy for me, to be quite honest with you. I took 7 relievers on the opening day roster. Gives the Yankees 13 total pitchers to work with. And those guys, very familiar names. You have Aroldis Chapman, Zach Britton, Darren O'Day, Justin Wilson, Chad Green, Luis Sessa, and Jonathan Loaisiga. Now, obviously, Chapman's your closer, one of the best in the game when he's on. Britton, O'Day, Wilson, and Green look to be your late-inning setup guys. Use them in different situations. I'm excited about O'Day, what he brings to the table. I love what Wilson also brings to the table, another left-handed option in that bullpen. He was really good in his first stint in the Bronx. I'm expecting similar results in his second stint. And then you look at guys who return like Chad Green, who is a lethal weapon in multiple different roles. You have a guy like Luis Sessa, who's out of club options, but the Yankees like what he brings. He's not a guy that you're going to throw in there in the eighth and ninth inning and expect him to save 20 to 30 games a year, but he's a guy that could come in and get you six or seven outs in a situation or just eat some innings when your team desperately needs it. And then Jonathan Loaisiga, I think he's like a Swiss Army knife too. I can't wait to see his progression. I think that last year was really beneficial for him. Had some really highs, some really lows, and I believe that he's going to stay on track and be a valuable weapon for Aaron Boone to use out of the bullpen in different roles. The beautiful thing about the relievers is that all these guys can be used in different situations. High leverage, lower leverage situations. Coming in to get some left-handers out. Like a guy like O'Day could come in and he's really good against right-handers. Very funky delivery there. So you have guys with different arsenals and different pitch types. And I believe that the Yankees improved that bullpen from last year and have so many options to work with. And if they all stay healthy and effective, it's going to make Aaron Boone's life a lot easier because it can really shorten the game for his starting pitchers. So to recap, 13 pitchers. You would figure 8 relievers given that Germán or Garcia ends up in the pen. But I kind of like the dynamic there because you have a lot of room to kind of wiggle with and mix and match. So I think it's a nice recipe there. Now, let's go to the position, guys. Obviously, behind the plate, you're going to take 2 catchers. Gary Sanchez and Kyle Higashioka are the 2. I believe that Sanchez will be the guy. I think that he's going to come back and have a bounce back type of year. But I do love what Higashioka brings to the table. You're going to see him catch a lot. I think the Yankees are going to try to even it out a bit. But if Sanchez's bat gets hot, like we know he can, it's going to be very hard to take him out of the lineup. So hopefully Gary improves because that's a real focal point for this Yankee team looking ahead to 2021. In the infield, I have 5 set infielders. You have Luke Voit coming off a monster year. Then the return of DJ LeMahieu at second base, coming off 2 monster years in the Bronx, signed that long-term extension during the offseason. Gleyber Torres returns as the everyday shortstop. Hopefully Gleyber figures it out. A full spring training and a full 162 may do him well. Gio Urshela returns to third base. He had the bone spur surgery during the offseason, but it should not be a factor. He should be ready for opening day. And then Tyler Wade, who serves as your utility infielder, a guy who could also play the outfield and possesses a lot of speed, something that this Yankee team doesn't have much of, but Wade becomes a valuable asset at that. And then you look at the outfield. This is where it gets a little tricky for me. You have 5 outfielders, Aaron Judge, Aaron Hicks, Clint Frazier, who looks to be the everyday left fielder, Giancarlo Stanton, who I classify as an outfielder, but obviously you're going to see him at DH for the most part. Aaron Boone said it's not out of the question to think that Stanton could play some outfield this year. Hopefully the Yankees don't need him to because we need him healthy. Hopefully he can handle being the DH and running around the bases a couple of times a game. You know, my advice to Stanton is hit as many homers as you can so you can jog around so we don't have to get you hurt because we saw how lethal he could be in the postseason. So I would love to see that bat in the lineup for 162 games. Former National League MVP, I think that he could be one of the most lethal hitters in the game still. And then Brett Gardner becomes your 4th outfielder. You can see him play a little center, a little left, and then you mix and match to give guys days off. Maybe Frazier moves over to the right field, and then you figure out how you can use Stanton. So you got 5 outfielders there. Now that's your 26-man roster if it was up to me going into opening day. And I want to talk about some guys that were on the border but didn't make my initial roster. Okay? So the first guy, Albert Abreu. He's a guy that I think the Yankees end up trading before the season starts. No more minor league options. A tall right-handed pitcher. Really good stuff, but there's just no room in the Yankees bullpen for him right now. I do think that they end up trading him, and I'll get to that trade kind of scenario in just a little bit. Michael King, who's starting the Yankee spring training opener, has some options left. I think that they'll option him to the minor leagues, get him ready. I'm sure that we'll see him at some point this year to make a spot start or give the Yankees some flexibility in the bullpen. I wouldn't rule him out as an option at all just because he didn't make the opening day roster. Another guy who I love, and I think that the Yankees seem to love, is Nick Nelson. But again, he's another guy with minor league options, so the Yankees can stash him in AAA, let him get some work, and then he's another guy that you're going to bring into the mix and could really be a factor down the stretcher at some point during this season. So Nelson doesn't make my initial roster, but he's a guy that was very much so on the borderline of making it. If I didn't take the six starters, it would have been a very tough decision for me to take him, Abreu, or the next guy we're going to talk about, Adam Warren, who's in camp as a non-roster invitee. I love Adam Warren. You know, the guy's been here how many stints? 17 stints already with the Yankees, it seems like. But I just don't see a fit right now. I would love to see the Yankees bring him in on a minor league deal, keep him around, maybe give him an opt-out so he can explore other options, you know, if you don't use him before then. But he's another guy I would like to see them find a way to keep in the minor league system for now, because I think all the necessary depth is possible. So those were the kind of snubs on the pitching end of things. You could look at a guy like Chacin or some of the other non-roster invitees that they have in camp, but I feel like the Yankees are going to really take advantage of who they have on the active roster, and then the guys that still have minor league options, they're going to stash away until they need them. And then on the position player side of things, the first name that comes to mind is Miguel Andujar. First and foremost, I think that unless there's an injury, and again, knock on wood on the injury side, there's about a 5% chance Andujar makes the opening day roster. And unfortunately for him, there's just nowhere to play him. There's nowhere for the Yankees to possibly play him right now. Urshela takes up third base. Your outfield's pretty cramped. Your DH situation's jammed up. There's nowhere for Andujar right now. Looking at this kind of spring training, if Andujar gets hot, I could see the Yankees trading him before the season even starts. Or they could be a little concerned about Urshela's bone spur and say, look, we're going to keep him around, see what happens, and then maybe at the deadline use him to acquire something of need. And then while we're on the topic of trades, another guy that I love, and I think that Yankees fans have grown to love, is Mike Tauchman, another outfielder. And once Gardner re-signed, Tauchman's role on this team was in doubt, because now the Yankees have five outfielders on the roster. Do you really keep six, especially given that you have other guys in camp that have a little more flexibility and versatility in terms of positions? Tauchman's a guy that I think if I was putting a bet on it, which I'm not, I would say there's a 75% chance Tauchman gets traded before opening day, and here's why. He's out of options, so the Yankees can't say, look, we'll keep you in AAA. If an injury comes about or somebody struggles, we'll bring you back up. There's no room for that with this team because of the situation with options. And he's an enticing piece. The Yankees still have club control over him. He's only 30 years old, so there's a lot of baseball left in him. It just really bothers me that they have to trade him because they brought back like a guy like Brett Gardner. You know, on a one-year deal, you really don't know what you're going to get out of Gardner. You don't know how long you're going to get out of Gardner. To give up the flexibility and the club control for Tauchman, who's a productive player, you know, it kind of doesn't sit right with me. But I think that the Yankees are kind of strapped right now, and unless they're okay with taking the less versatility on the roster, I just think that Mike Tauchman will be playing elsewhere in 2021. Other guys who didn't make my team that, you know, have a chance: Thairo Estrada, middle infielder, kind of another versatile guy. I still think the Yankees prefer Wade over him. You know, maybe Estrada's a little better of a hitter, but Wade brings more defensive versatility and speed, so I think they're going to stick with Wade. And Estrada has minor league options, so they can still keep him around. And I'm sure with the Yankees' injury history, you'll see a little of Estrada at some point this year. Mike Ford, who is strictly a first baseman, I think that he gets beat out as well. Again, notice the trend here. Guys with minor league options getting that kind of boot to AAA for now. But again, it just shows how much depth the Yankees do have and flexibility and versatility that they have on the position player side of things. So Ford's another guy that I don't see making the opening day roster. And the other one is Estevan Florio. We talked about the Yankees outfield depth. Needs some more seasoning in the minor leagues. Has some options left. It makes a ton of sense. Now, you may be counting at home and saying, this guy can't count. He's got only 25 men on his roster. Yes, if you were following along and realized I only had 25 on the roster, you are correct. the reason why I have 25 on the roster is because my final spot, which I want to talk about, comes down to two players, two non-roster invitees, Derek Dietrich and Jay Bruce. And both guys have their ups and downs. Let's start off with Bruce. Bruce is a guy that we've seen in the past can really hit when he's on. A guy that is mostly an outfielder, has a little bit of experience at first base. The Yankees were about to acquire him a couple of years back in a trade, but it fell through. Ended up going from Cleveland to the New York Mets. So he ended up going to New York, but he just went to the Mets. But he's a guy that comes in on a minor league deal. The Yankees taking a chance to see what he's got left in the tank. I believe he's 34 right now and on a one-year deal. He's a guy that, you know, when I was thinking about this, makes a lot of sense for this team. Veteran bat off the bench and can play a couple of days a week. He's not a guy that is going to need to play 7 days a week, but when he's productive, he's a very quality hitter, and especially at Yankee Stadium, makes a lot of sense. So if you're looking at guys he may have snubbed off the roster, you're looking at Andujar, you're looking at Ford, you're looking at those type of guys, and especially Mike Tauchman. Now, Derek Dietrich, a guy that is really intriguing to me. He is a versatile player. He's 31. He'll be 32 in July. Has some experience at first base, second base, third base, and the corner outfield positions. Over the last 2 years, Dietrich, average-wise, has been atrocious. In 2019 with the Reds, hit 187. Did hit 19 homers, but the batting average was not there. In limited action last year with the Texas Rangers, he hit 197, nothing to scoff home at or nothing to be amazed at, but there is something that he brings to the table. Number one, he has power. A couple of times in his career, exactly four times, hit 10 or more home runs. As a left-handed bat in Yankee Stadium, you mean to tell me that he couldn't hit probably 15 to 20 if given regular bats on this team? And also, the intriguing part is the extra versatility. Yeah, you have a guy like Wade who can play multiple positions. But if you want to play the mix-and-match game and bring in a left-handed bat to face a good right-hander, having a guy like Dietrich may make more sense than keeping another guy on the bench like an Andujar that is really similar to what you already possess. Strikes out a handful. You know, if you look at the numbers, he had a year where he struck out 140 times in 149 games. But I think that he is a guy that, in a limited role on this team, could really thrive. You know, just 2 years prior, hit 265 with 16 homers and 45 RBIs for the Marlins, essentially playing every day. You mean to tell me that this guy who isn't even 32 years old yet can't get back on track? And if you look at the pictures of the Yankees post, this guy is absolutely jacked. It's insane. But he's a guy that I feel would be such a benefit to keep because it continues to give you more versatility that you didn't have right away and last year and in years past. So if you're looking at the bench, if you have a four-man bench that features Higashioka, Wade, Gardner, and Dietrich, that's a lot of versatility, especially given, like we talked about a lot, the injury bug does hurt this team. So when it came down to it, I know a lot of people lean toward Jay Bruce to have that final spot, but I'm going to go with a wild card here. I'm going to go Derek Dietrich to fill out that 26-man roster because I just think that versatility-wise, he brings so much to the table. Either way, you're getting another left-handed bat. You're getting Bruce. You're getting Dietrich. If they decide to keep Mike Ford, if both those guys struggle in spring training, you know what? You're getting another lefty bat or a Tauchman, whichever way. But I think that the defensive versatility makes a lot of sense. And for a guy like him, if he can get back on track, if he can hit 240, 15 homers, driving 50 RBIs, or not even, maybe 45 to 50 RBIs, you'll take that every single day. So with this roster that I put together, I love the versatility and the flexibility in the bullpen. That's one thing that I absolutely love. If the starters stay healthy, I think the Yankees have a good mix to work with there, especially with some of the guys who didn't make the roster, like Mike King and, you know, like I mentioned, Nelson, Clark Schmidt, who's hurt right now. So you have options in the minor league that you can really work with, both in the starting rotation and in the bullpen. In terms of the position players, if healthy, they have a very, very good lineup, a lot of flexibility, a lot of versatility, and I think it'll be a really nice mix for the Yankees to operate with through 162 games. Let's face it, early on in the year, you're not going to see these guys play every day. You're going to see guys mix and match and teams trying to keep everybody healthy. And for the Yankees, that's very important. So I think that the versatility will help them tremendously. And if you're looking at this roster, I think that if I had to put a confidence level on it, I would give it an 8 out of 10. Obviously, like I said before, the injuries scare me. And things could happen in spring training. Somebody could really stand out. The Yankees may want to keep him around. And they look to kind of find them a spot on the roster. So 8 out of 10, I would say. And obviously, we'll circle back to this when opening day comes closer and they announce the roster. But I'm pretty confident with my picks. Now, I want to hear from you. What do you think about my picks? Do you think I'm off? Do you think that there's guys that I missed that deserve a chance at this roster? Let us know. Hit us up on social media, at Pinstripe Talk ND on Twitter, at Nick Delahanty, my personal account. I'll link it on there as well. And on Facebook by searching up Pinstripe Talk Podcast. And as always, it's great to talk Yankees baseball, and it's great to have the Bronx Bombers back in action. Even though it's spring training, it's still baseball action. For those of you who are new to our show, we thank you for taking some time to listen to us rant about the Yankees. One thing that I always say on this show is we love talking Yankees baseball, and we love to share it with you. If you're a returning listener, we thank you for your continued support. Remember, on whatever podcasting platform you're listening on, subscribe, rate, and review the show on there. Apple Podcasts and Spotify, the big ones. Please help us out. Help the brand out. Review the show. Subscribe to the show. Rate it. Whatever you got to do, help us out. Help promote our brand. And as always, as more news and updates come along, we'll be the first to jump on and bring you another show to talk all about it. Until next time, my name is Nick Delahanty, and I am the host of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered to you by Delahanty Media. As always, let's go Yankees. Take care, everyone. We will talk to you very soon.